This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what the Bosnian ambassador to the United States tells Salt Lake City after a deadly shopping mall shooting there. First, though, to the House of Representatives, where members easily approved a non-binding resolution that opposes President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
Madam Speaker. I request a roll call vote, please.
We're joined now by NPR's Andrea Seabrook. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, that roll call vote did take place, and what was the final tally?
The final tally was 246 for the resolution and 182 against. To be clear, what that means is 246 members of the House voted to disapprove of the president's Iraq war strategy of a troop surge, and 182 voted against disapproving. In other words, support the president in this.
And one of the big topics of speculation through this four-day-long debate has been about how many Republicans would cross over and vote for this. And let's listen to Republican leader John Boehner.
Our soldiers are dying around the world to protect us, upholding their duty. Do we have the courage to uphold our duty? Vote no on this resolution.
Andrea, how many Republicans voted against the president and voted yes?
Madeline, 17 Republicans voted against the president, and that was actually, that's a lot, I should say, start out by saying. Second of all, the sort of inside the beltway look is it's many fewer than people thought. You had one Democrat saying on the floor in the last couple of days that they thought 50 or 60 Republicans might vote with the Democrats. Other more sort of tempered guesses were 25, 26, at least a half dozen, they would all say, 30, something like that. 17 Republicans voted for it. And by all accounts, the reason why the number started to dwindle, and in fact, in the end, two Democrats also voted against it and with the president, is because there has been this view that has unfolded in the last 4 days that this is just the beginning of a much larger strategy that includes drawing down the money for the war. The Republicans managed to, in the last 4 days, frame that debate in the idea that the Democrats would be pulling the rug out from under the troops or defunding the troops or a slow bleed, as they called it, of this war to its end. The Democrats, while still gaining the momentum of the election and voter support for their cause and against the war, they weren't able to hold those numbers. So again, 246 to 182, it passed, but only 17 Republicans voted for it. And in fact, two Democrats voted against it.
So the reason why it was fewer than previously thought, that this was a stake in the ground, if you will, that Republicans convinced a lot of people that this is a stalking horse for, as you say, pulling the money from the troops. And in fact, there is this other idea that John Murtha, a Pennsylvania Democrat, is putting forth to not withdraw funds per se, but to make it a lot tougher to send troops to Iraq. And is that the next stage of this debate?
It is, by all accounts, next stage. And I think what you'll see and what I hear from talking with Mr. Murtha, he is the Defense Appropriations Committee chair. He says that what he'll start doing is shifting money from the money to put in to deploy the troops to Iraq, the sort of tail end of the surge, because the surge has already begun, and start shifting that money into body armor, into further training. He's saying we should have these soldiers home and rested and trained and retrained and with body armor before they're sent over there. And I think what you'll end up seeing, by their accounts, is sort of almost training this war to death in a way. It's training it and armoring it to the point where there isn't money left for the surge.
And also putting in a provision to have the soldiers come home quicker, right, and not to have these fast turnarounds in rotations.
Well, a big part of the debate this week, besides the sort of patriotism question, besides supporting the war, supporting the mission, supporting the commander-in-chief, a lot of people on both sides were talking about military readiness, that when you have more and more troops deployed to Iraq, and now we're going to have more and more troops deployed to Afghanistan at the same time, a surge over there as well in the coming months, that you end up unable, that the U.S. ends up unable to respond to unforeseen conflicts that may pop up around the world.
NPR's congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Madeline.